a band called Swing City featuring Lloyd Tele. Jump, Jive, and Then You Wail. And speaking of swings, if you fancy swinging a club on the lush Zimbali golf course, well, there's a golf day coming up, and it's got your name on it. It's for a fantastic cause, a really noble organization, and the Zimbali Estate Foundation is an organization that around about this time last year, was it, they were getting the ball rolling for a smashing event featuring the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra. Radio Life and Style was able to help get the word out and make it a sellout success of an event. And now, this year, with the calendar being marked, we're looking at the 7th of March for a special golf day fundraiser of note. And it's going to be the talk of the town, because we're talking about it right now on your local station. And in the studio with me, representing the Zimbali Estate Foundation, and the man who currently wears the cap as Director of Golf at Zimbali, Michael Usendorf, is in the house with us. Mike, welcome to the microphone, my friend. How are you today?
Mike, yeah, it's really nice to be here. Thank you so much for taking the time out to spend with me. I really appreciate it. And yeah, looking forward to chatting to the guys out there listening.
Hey, well, I'm super stoked to hear that this fundraiser is already well underway as far as the planning is concerned. And let's have a look at, well, firstly, for those that might not be entirely clued up, this thing, the ZEF, the Zimbali Estate Foundation, obviously you've been roped in as the golf guru to help make this thing happen. But the mission and the vision, as I understand it, is kind of a two-pronged approach. And the vision is to support sustainable change in our community. And they also want to be able to help in times of crisis. So along with ongoing long-term projects, I believe there's stuff in the school space, literacy program, in sports. There's a golfing academy, which I'm sure you've been plugged into. Am I right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got some really exciting things coming up. You know, and I'm really, really proud to be part of this. You know, kind of this running of what we're trying to do here. Yeah. Especially with regards to, you know, the literacy programs, the golfing academies. There's various ways of income generating initiatives that have been put in place where we can help the community, and you know, I'm really proud to be a part of this this initiative.
That's
so
awesome,
yeah.
I see that one of those income generating initiatives is a mushroom farming project, which is really interesting, and I think that'll be a chat that we'll have to have on another morning show as well, just to dive into. But right now, there's also this idea that the Zimbali Estate Foundation, while it's running all these projects, also wants to be able to assist in times of crises, whether it's after the floods or during riots, or when a family has lost a house to a fire, you know, these kinds of things, and to be able to have a bit of a sort of emergency fund or pool to be able to use when crisis strikes. So events like this are really, really important. This is kind of the big fundraiser for 2024 so far. Talk me through it. What's going to be going down on the 7th of March?
So, yeah, it's, you know, we're really excited to be able to use golf as a vehicle. Now, the vehicle being golf, you know, just attracts so many people from around town, all kinds of different, I would say, not only influencers, but people of influence in the industry, where they can really put together something special and help towards the communities, the schools, and helping those that are underprivileged in terms of sports and those that can't really afford, you know, to build schools and all those kinds of things. So, you know, a golf day is just a magical time in most people's lives that enjoy the sport. And, you know, me being a golf fanatic, I really like to come to the party with these kinds of things. So on the day, we'll have, of course, a lot of sponsored holes, a lot of activities on the golf course. We'll be having it at Zimbali, of course. And, you know, what a beautiful place to be. As we were talking earlier, you know, the fifth hole, just overlooking the hotel, the ocean, the beauty. Yeah, really, really magic space to be in. I'm very fortunate. I haven't been there for the longest period of time, but it is such a beautiful place. And so we're really looking forward to having a golf day that we can contribute to towards the community around us. Yes.
So this is, I mean, as you say, you're a relatively recent arrival in the Zimbali picture as Director of Golf. is this your first sort of really big fundraising golf day that you're pulling the strings on?
Well, I'm just slightly involved. You know, I must say I'm very fortunate to be involved in this. The ZEF, or the Zimbali Estate Foundation, have pulled me in, and they do such an amazing job, you know, getting these things going. I see the work and effort that's going into this event, and it is absolutely unreal. I think it's going to be a magic day. All the golfers are obviously going to enjoy it. But nonetheless, I think, you know, it's not really always about the golf. It's more about what happens after the golf day, you know, and where that kind of contribution goes to. So, yeah, it's not my first charity event, let's put it that way. But, it's going to be my first one here in KZN. So, looking forward to it.
And I believe that there are some star-studded names that will be taking part and joining the fun as part of a four-ball or a three-ball. Can we drop any names?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be fun. We got a couple of guys. I was with one of the guys yesterday, actually, JP Peterson. He's going to be there on the day.
Oh, yeah?
So it was actually quite fun. Yesterday we teed it up with JP Peterson and Freddie Michalak. So the guys
went
head to head. Yeah, we've got some really nice, you know, to us they're superstars. You know, people that represent their country and people that really have a lot of stories to tell. They add and they contribute to these days in multitude of ways. So, you know, we'll have JP Peterson, we'll have Odwin Dungani. I've actually got a call with Mark Fish later, so hopefully he says yes. Mark, you better say yes, but
no pressure. No. This is awesome. So some star power of note, and I believe that there are more than a few opportunities for local businesses to get their names associated with the thing, and there are tons of sponsorship opportunities still open and available. Am I right?
Yes, that is correct. I mean, it is filling up quite fast, to be honest with you. But I mean, we have such great opportunities with regards to Zimbali. It's very what's the right word? It's nice and plain and clean, and you know, you just walk in there and you can just almost take in and absorb this whole environment of sustainability and very user friendly, and you know, it's a environmental conservation. So when we look at these things, branding is not really something that we, you know, kind of go all out with. But when it comes to these days, when it's people contributing, you know, the Zimbali Estate are very kind, and they allow us to do these amazing things and, you know, have people all over the golf course and make sure that, you know, we'll obviously make sure that everyone's just, you know, behaving themselves and whatnot. But it's all about the fun, you know, it's all about having fun, contributing, having a good day out, and I know we're going to make it super special for those that get involved. So getting back to your question with regards to branding and all those things.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, you know, you have various different levels of sponsorship. You know, we don't like to tie anyone down to anything. You can come and go as you please and sort of contribute what you want. But things like, you know, having your logo of your company or whatever all over the shirts and the caps and those things, and branding on the golf course and running little activations where the guys get involved, and that's where the engagement starts.
Yeah.
So I think that's quite an important part with regards to the sponsorship. Yeah,
that's awesome. So there are more than a few opportunities. Obviously, everyone that attends buys a ticket to take part will be able to grab a goodie bag. I believe there'll be a shirt and a cap in there. Tons of great prizes up for grabs on the day as well. And the deal is, if I have my information correct, spouses and partners are invited to dinner afterwards. See, really, it's a great opportunity not just to play the Zimbali course, but to enjoy a delicious dinner afterwards. But space is limited, so if you'd like to enter a four-ball or a three-ball, make sure that you book dinner for your partner separately. If you are keen to get your brand popping on the day, make sure that you get in touch with the team to find out about the sponsorship opportunities. I believe there are still a few premier opportunities, like the number 5 hole, which is the hole-in-one hole. It's a really special one. And that, I'm sure, is going to get snapped up before this interview is over. So maybe get in touch. What's the smartest way to reach out and to find out about sponsorship possibilities and even just to book a space on a four ball?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks for that. So basically, we have the events at zimbalifoundation.org. You can just inquire through there. Alternatively, you're more than welcome to call into the pro shop at Zimbali Country Club. And do you mind if I just share that number with everyone as well?
Yeah, give it right out there.
So, ladies and gents, anyone wanting to get involved, you're more than welcome to give us a shout. It's 032-538-1041. If you get through to the pro shop, you can just they'll assist you in any way possible. And then if you need to speak to me, you're more than welcome to as well. And I'll be there to assist in any way possible. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to this day. And the one thing I also just want to add is that there is going to be a hole-in-one prize. So the hole-in-one prize, if you get a hole-in-one, and I believe it's on the fifth hole, you will be able to take home a wonderful brand-new Yamaha golf cart sponsored by SMG. So a big thanks to those guys out there. Really, really appreciate all the effort and support you give us.
Get your wheels spinning in that Yamaha golf cart. That's so cool. And obviously, for any companies that are keen to contact and get involved on the sponsorship front, I believe you can provide Section 18 certificates for all the sponsorship candidates, which is obviously a win-win and brilliant to know. So don't hesitate. And if you are driving and you're not able to write down numbers, if you just Google Zimbali and Zimbali Estate Foundation, you should be able to get all the contact details popping up on your screen right there. And yeah, don't hesitate to spread the word. Tell your golf-loving friends, because this is going to be one for the books. The 7th of March, the clubs will be swinging, and I have no doubt that it's going to be another sellout success. So my advice will be, don't leave it too late. Get your booking in, get your tickets snapped up before they're all gone, and don't forget to reserve a spot for dinner for your spouse if that they're not joining you as part of a four-ball or a three-ball. Mike, from your side, am I leaving anything out? Anything that you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, thanks. I think, you know, it's more important just for everyone to notice that, you know, we do want to realize what this day is about. It is about charity. It is about foundations. It is about giving back to the community. And I just want everyone to make sure that, you know, we're using golf as a vehicle. It's not necessarily, you know, the greatest thing in the world to be able to go play golf. You can play golf all the time, but the one thing that you can't always do is be able to give back to charity. And so as a representative of Zimbali, we really do want to focus on that, and we really want to be able to show the world that, you know, when we put people like-minded together, we can do a lot for the people around us. And I think I just wanted to really hit home with that. I've done a few charities in my day, and a lot of the time the guys do come and enjoy the golf, absolutely, and I know you will enjoy it at Zimbali. But I just want everyone to remember that it is about giving back and making sure that the kids and those out there benefit more than us.
There you go. The fantastic work of the Zimbali Estate Foundation. And it depends on sterling fundraising initiatives like this one. So if you're an avid golfer, if you're keen to play the green and experience the wonderful Zimbali course as part of this noble mission, I think the 7th of March needs to be marked off on your calendar. And again, drop an email to events@zimbalifoundation.org. That is the best email address to pop a mail to inquire about either sponsorship or getting yourself a spot booked. Otherwise, 032-538-1041. Did I get it right, Mike?
Absolutely.
You heard it here on the Thursday, 9 minutes to 9 on 88 FM. And my special guest, I'm sure we're going to be chatting to him again before the big day, Michael Usendorf, Director of Golf at Zimbali. Mike, thanks for popping in for a quick chat on a Thursday. And looking forward to catching up before the big day and then to seeing you on the green. What do you say?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks again so much for having us, or myself. But just really appreciate all the things you guys do for us. And yeah, looking forward to be able to fill the day and make sure that we get some good things going out in the community. So thanks again. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend. You heard it here on your local station. It's Radio Life and Style. Bringing you back to the music with Tracy Chapman right now before we get to the news in the next 7 minutes. Don't touch that dial.